Hello, this is a new patient visit for Sharon Peals, S-H-A-R-O-N, P like Paul, E-A-L-S, Peals. Date of birth is 6-16-1975, date of accident is 6-4-2022, date of service is 6-16-2022. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident on 6-4-2022, and the chief complaints are that the pain is in the neck and the right shoulder down to the right arm posteriorly and anteriorly. Pain in the lower back shooting down to the right buttock posteriorly all the way to the ankle and foot and toes, as well as laterally on the right buttock and right leg. In addition, patient complains of Charlie horses, as well as right big foot toe is getting stuck and numb. Right side of the neck feels like there is a hole in it, and the entire right side is messed up. She can barely pick up anything and drops her phone a couple times from the right hand. Painful to bend over and pick up from the floor. Very difficult to get up from sitting down position. History of automobile accident. On 6-4-2022, patient alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident as follows. She was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Chevy Malibu 2014 at 10 o'clock in the morning. On Kelly and Cushing Street, this accident happened in East Detroit. She was traveling eastbound on Kelly, and she was trying to get over to turn left lane, but the other car did not give away as the other car speeded up and hit her when her car went to the sidewalk. So the impact is the side swipe of the driver's side. By the other car, the impact caused damage to the driver's side front, as well as axles are broken, front fenders are broken. However, inside the structures are okay in the car, like belt is okay, the glass is okay, window glasses. In this accident, patient reported that she hit her right arm onto the console very hard and her neck whiplash and she jarred her head into the headrest. The patient was thrown inside the car on a sideways. History of presenting illness. Severe headaches are reported that are present in front, back, right temple, left temple, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Quite severe. And they're constant, they're sensitive to the light, but no, and sensitive to the noise, but no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or are reported. In the additional symptom of TBI, patient reports that there is a dizziness and vertigo, loss of balance, feeling like drunk, loss of memory, confusion, loss of concentration, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and spots in the vision. She occasionally sees sparks in the vision. However, the patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, disorientation, forgetfulness, or any incontinence of the urine bowel. Patient denies any seizures, nausea, erectile dysfunctions, or loss of vision field. In addition, regarding the pain, patient has been reporting that her entire right side of the neck and the right shoulder, right arm are all in pain. So is the lower back, shooting down to the right buttocks and right leg, posteriorly and also laterally. These pains are severe and are present most of the time, and they are described by shooting, stabbing, shots, and aching. Pain level usually is from 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, while it is improved by nothing at all. So far, the patient reports that MRIs have been done in the past. Further, she reports that she has fallen 3 times since her accident from sitting down and trying to get up. There is obvious muscle weakness in the right arm, and she has dropped phone a couple times. There is a numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right arm completely, front and back, in a global fashion, as well as the right leg, posteriorly and laterally. Past treatment, patient has been seeing Dr. Mustafa, who is a chiropractor. She has done 3 times chiropractic or services, but no acupuncture or therapy or medication. System review is completely negative except for headache, weakness in the neurological disorder and dizziness here and there. Last seizure she had suffered was 6 years ago, and she is not taking any caprice this time. Past surgical history is none, allergies none. Family history patient report that the mother is deceased from cirrhosis of liver and liver cancer. Father is living, no medical problems. She has no siblings. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with her son, 11-year-old, and the fiancé is helping. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. And the job-wise, she is working at Sinai Grace Kitchen Department in a dietary, and she cooks food and puts them on the tray and cleans the trays, etc., load, unload of the tray. She usually lifts around 5 pounds and stands all day long. Disabilities, the patient has a obvious disability in learning disability and has been on disability. Legal history, patient has Howard Weingarten as the attorney, and personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. The personal hygiene, bathing, dressing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking, standing are affected 8, and the toileting is affected 7. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131 over 83, pulse 79, pulse ox 100. Height is 5'2", weight is 126. This is a 47-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any using cane or any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is the same from the template, including neurological examination. And musculature examination reveals that there is no spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle or trapezius muscle, but the paraspinal muscles are in spasm, L1 to L5, paraspinal muscle bilaterally. And right arm is weak, with difficulty of doing full abduction or range of motion. Musculoskeletal anatomy. Inspection palpation from the temple. Spine tenderness is present in right sacroiliac joint, which is quite tender. And paravertebral muscle spasm. L1 to L5 bilaterally is quite in spasm. And hypertonicity 2 plus. The range of motion of the cervical spine is limited, and the forward flexion is 30, extension is 30. In bilateral side flexion, on the right side it is 30, left side is 40. Bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign is negative, the Sperling sign on the right and Lerner test on the right are positive, but the left is not. Distraction test is positive, Soto Hall test positive, myelopathy signs are absent. For a six spine, the Reuss test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, and contralateral leg rest test is negative. Breger. Test is negative, CAMP test is negative, Brudzinski sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, the right sacral iliac joint is tender. The right Faber test, Ganzmann test is positive. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, and Cranenberg sign are all negative. Examination of the extremities. Only the right, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal, with normal musculature, normal sensation, normal circulation, normal reflexes, without any tenderness, speed, edema, contraction, laceration, muscle spasms. Range of motion of all of the joint except right shoulder joint and right arm are all normal. The gait is normal and quick test is negative, no leg length distance is present. The examination of the right shoulder and right hand and wrist is as follows. On inspection, the right shoulder is completely normally appearing with no dislocation notice. On palpation, there is no popping noise, crepitus or grinding noise. Muscle strength is 4/5. Passive range of motion is normal and active range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction. Maximum after which there is a pain in the right trapezius muscle and right rotator cuff muscle. The special tests that were conducted, Hawking-Kennedy test is a positive for MTBSN test is positive, speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test negative, drop arm test negative. Elbow examination is unremarkable. Hand and wrist examination reveals motor power 4/5 with the positive trinals and phalen sign. Otherwise, range of motion is normal. Reflexes normal, sensation is normal. And no atrophic thin or prominence is noticed. Diagnosis for Sharon Peels are as follows. V89.2 XFC and R26.89, V79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Nerves, neuralgia and neuritis, M79.2, muscles M60.9 and 79.1. Spasm of the muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity in the right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right wrist M25.531, pain in the right hand M79.641, carpal tunnel syndrome on the right at G56.01. In the lower extremities, pain in the right leg M79.601. Pain in the right hip, M25.51. Pain in the right knee, M25.561. Cervical spine, right ankle, M25.57. Right foot, M79.671. In the cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XSA. For the six spine, M54.09, 54.6. In the lumbar spine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XSA. In the sacroiliac spine, right sacroiliac spine is involved, M46.6, S33.5, XSA. Plan of care for Sharon Peels is from the template. The treatment plan for Sharon Peels is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue 3 times per week for neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, and right wrist, and even carpal tunnel, right sacroiliac joint. with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie, back program, and acupuncture. The patient will remain disabled for the work, housework, replacement, transportation, which has been checked. Medications, the patient is provided following non-narcotic medication. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for help with the anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 7.5 twice a day for muscle relaxation. Wellbutrin 150 milligram for depression at night. And Tramadol ER 100 milligram daily at night for pain relief. Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Ambien 5 milligram for night for sleep. Two refills are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities is home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and past records. They are being ordered release, and if they are available, they will be considered part of that record. Interventional pain procedures, none are being proposed or done. Surgical options, none. Refer to neuropsych is not warranted. We'll review the patient for a while, and if it is deemed that the symptoms are not improving, further care with the neuropsych will be ordered. Attended care and case worker is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigation. We're going to wait for 90 days to see what is happening if patient recovers from soft tissue trauma. We not need to do an MRI, DME. The patient already has a cervical and a lumbar brace and a tense unit. I have provided a brace for her right wrist as well as a cane to make her life easy, especially because the TBI she may lose her balance. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 30 days. Personal support is yes. Thank you.